And you guys know I don't re-say it anymore, but nothing has changed in the online access front. My son had it on, never has a problem. It's a hard wire. You feel me? He had that sucker on for 24 hours plus straight, downloading some sounds for his GarageBand projects. No problemo. And you know, I just know there's folks interrupting the AT&T access. And I don't know, I can't quite picture them. Any of you guys want to come over to the other side so I can flesh out the picture? Because I can't quite picture exactly how it's done, but my internet access is interrupted. And I'm sitting there looking at the little light display, hoping for a connection that, I mean, it's this antiquated, orchestrated, antiquated scene of me, you know, hoping I'll get a connection. So, I'm also really hoping that the difficulty that I'm having staying on track is not a direct effect of the constant bombardment that I experience. But you gotta know that's also ongoing too. It got so, they became so efficient at being able to reach me, even when I tried to use my vehicle just to get a good night's rest, somehow, some kind of way. I mean, that strategy, I kept trying to use it, and they got figured out every little twist and turn I made. So it got to the point where I don't get a good night's rest anymore. So it's hard to tease out all the factors involved, but I do appreciate your being patient with me because I'm really trying to hang in there for the movement. And I'm really hoping that that there is some way that some authentic folks can begin to get in touch. I have to say, when I read Du Bois' talk about what he endured with the secret police interrogating his neighbors, and my first thought was, now the secret police are your neighbors. So not knowing who anybody is pretty hard. And when he said they withheld his mail, you know, then I also wondered, because I don't get mail. You know, I get occasional email from internal email with Berkeley Community Media or Berkeley Liberation Radio, but I don't get anything outside of that. There was one donation. There have been no donations, even though I haven't been able to, because I don't have the programs anymore to update that graphic for the support. There have been no donations, except for one $50 donation. And I have to say, I began to wonder, because the negotiations for how to get this woman her book, because I wanted to send a book of thanks, became so convoluted. I began to believe that that also was because they wanted to come to my house, or she wanted to come to my house, and that I lost faith in the authenticity of it. And if you're listening and it's you and you're real, I apologize, but you know, I've lost the faith. And at that point, what can you do, you know? I mean, this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. So when I first wrote Waking Up, I was able to get, I actually got some an occasional email from folks that I sent the book to. But from folks who read it online, stuff apparently, or listen to these shows, it's on faith. I do them, not on faith. I learn enormously. I'm not wanting to belittle the gift of them on so many levels. I'm very grateful to have found this resource. It's a resource on different levels. But it would be good to have in real time, with real, authentic people, discussion, which could be shared, and that be a tool that's useful, because I know all around the world, we are trying to figure this out. We need these resources. We need these tools. So think about it.